This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Tropical storm Florence's winds and floods have killed at least 11 people so far, forced thousands to flee to safety, prompted hundreds of rescues, and shut off electric power to nearly 1 million homes in the U.S. Southeast. We get more now from AP's Ben Thomas.
Moving very slowly, nearly stationary.
Steve Goldstein of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says that could mean major flooding as far as the Appalachian Mountains of western North Carolina into early next week. And Florence has already proven deadly. Governor Roy Cooper.
5 deaths have been confirmed as related to the storm.
Cooper says some 800,000 people are without power. Among them, Art Ferrero in Jacksonville.
We've actually been barbecuing just so we can eat. We haven't had power since Thursday.
With his neighbor's house already flooded and water still rising, Ferrero says,
if it actually comes any higher to where we're standing, the water will be inside the house.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities in the Philippines say a super typhoon there has killed at least 25 people since it came ashore in the northern tip of Luzon Island. Some 87,000 people evacuated high-risk areas of the Philippines to avoid the storm damage. The strength and damage attributed to the storm was gauged to be less than that of Typhoon Haiyan, which left more than 7,300 people dead or missing in 2013. A major U.S. meatpacking company has agreed to pay $1.5 million to settle charges of discrimination involving Muslim workers who walked off the job in a dispute over prayer breaks. This follows several years of litigation between Cargill Meats and 138 Muslim workers, most of them from Somalia. The dispute began in 2016 after the workers were fired following a 3-day walkout. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has appealed to members of the Sicilian Mafia to give up a life of crime, saying the island does not need men and women of honor, but rather of love. He was paying a 1-day visit to the southern Italian island to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the killing of Father Pino Puglisi by Mafia hitmen. We get more now from Sabina Castelfranco.
Celebrating Mass for tens of thousands of Sicilians gathered in Palermo's port area, Pope Francis said to members of the Mafia, "Change, brothers and sisters. Stop thinking about yourself and your money. Convert yourselves to the real God, Jesus Christ." The Pope added, "Mafiosi, if you don't do this, your very life will be lost, and that will be your greatest defeat." The Pope was on the Mediterranean island for a day to pay tribute to a priest who kept unemployed youths in the rough Brancaccio neighborhood in the Sicilian capital Palermo from turning to local mafia bosses for jobs. Father Pino Puglisi was 56 years old when he was murdered by mobsters 25 years ago. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says investigators do not suspect foul play in a series of natural gas pipeline explosions north of the city of Boston, Massachusetts, that left one person dead, set dozens of houses on fire. Keith Holloway is a spokesperson for the NTSB. He tells reporters they are investigating whether Columbia Gas handled the matter properly.
There are procedures that should be followed. We want to look and see what those procedures are for Columbia Gas and then see if the reaction by the controller was the appropriate reaction.
The head of Columbia Gas, Stephen Bryant, has offered his sincere, deepest condolences to those affected by the explosion. 26-year-old man dies after being attacked by a shark. It happened in the waters off Cape Cod Peninsula in the U.S. state of Massachusetts. We get more now from AP's Julie Walker.
The man from Revere, Massachusetts, was boogie boarding when the shark attacked him. Beachgoers tried to make a tourniquet to stop the bleeding and save his life. The beach is popular with surfers, and with sunny skies and warm temperatures, it was busy. This is the first fatal shark attack in the state in more than 80 years. A New York man was severely injured last month after fighting off a shark in the waters off Cape Cod, about 4 miles north of Saturday's deadly attack. I'm Julie Walker.
Firefighters pumped fresh air into a makeshift tunnel beneath an ancient German forest that environmentalists are trying to stop from being chopped down for a coal mine, while protesters nearby engaged in a standoff with police. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.